Hey there, this is Kathy York, and today I'm going to talk with you about a program you may have heard of, Hemingway Editor. And if you do any writing for your business, this is a tool you might want to look into. Now, I'm open to saving editing bucks when I can, and although most of my time is spent working with clients' websites and holding one-to-one coaching sessions, I still write, and like many of you, I write a bunch. There are always editors and proofers, hi proofreaders, to give our work its final polish. But the more we do ahead of time, the smaller the bill from our editor. Here are a couple of free helpers for you. First, you may remember my infographic, The 4 Money-Saving Steps to Your First Draft. Now, I handed that out last year, in November. Come to think of it, I think November is becoming my Be a Big Helper month. Well, if you missed it, I do have a link here for you, so you can download that. No email needed, and you do not leave my website when you click on that button. You can use this little gem to wrestle your work into better shape, and this works for just about anything, including websites, online courses, office documentation, marketing materials, you name it. When you want to do even more before hiring a professional, though, here's an option, Hemingway Editor. This tool alerts us to poor construction in our writing. It indicates passive voice or difficult-to-read sentences and unnecessary adverbs, along with other items I'll mention momentarily. Feel free to open Hemingway and refer to it while listening through these notes. And I do have a button here for you, so you can do that, and it will leave my page open also. When you open the Hemingway tool, a sample document appears. You'll see color-coded sentences explaining how the app helps you write better. And there's a word count and grade level readability index. And a legend reminds you about the color codes. For example, one color means passive voice, another color means it's difficult to read. Now, it's a good idea to keep casual writing between the 6th and 8th grade reading levels. You'll find a link for a desktop Hemingway Editor app when you are in the program, and I've downloaded that. I go with the desktop copy because I like to work offline as much as possible. You never know when something's going to happen between your server and your internet provider, so I like to work offline. When you can write your text, you can write your text in the application, but I copy and paste from a Word document. Now, cautionary note here with Hemingway Editor. It's a good tool to have in your writing lineup, but remember, nothing electronic replaces our eyes and brains. For example, last month's Quick Win post discussed the difference in using the words farther and further. Well, at this time, Hemingway does not alert you to the incorrect use of these words. But as you've seen, that is not its job. Use this tool as a tool, not an all-knowing oracle with every answer. Well, it's your turn to join the conversation. Please select one of these discussion topics or bring your own. Did you try the Hemingway Editor? What did you think? Is there another editing program you use? Tell us why you like it. Do you use a professional editor or a professional proofer for your work? Let's all learn from each other. Please share this post and subscribe so you won't miss other tech or text training nuggets. And my promise, as always, I will never stuff your inbox or share your information. Thanks so much for stopping by. I know you're busy and I appreciate your time. If you have a question about Hemingway Editor or want to talk about your tech or text project, let me know. I have a button here for you to send me a note, and we can set up a free 15-minute chat, or you can email me, Kathy@kathyyork.com. And please remember, it's Kathieyork. K. Well, this is my final post for 2021. As we come into a busy season, at least in the United States, and I want to thank you for a great year. For those in the States, happy Thanksgiving on the 25th. The fourth Thursday every November is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. And for those worldwide celebrating it in December, Merry Christmas. I'll see you back here in January. Bye.